Yada otumfo ase ene so se ode ache ne mobro hunu ene ode adum ye ama ene anopenso yensu ya sebi yensu ya fata yensu ye hu a beautiful Sunday morning. It is just the grace, it is just the favor and the mercies of the Lord. One me a dream, I didn't know me had a name, and I am on pay, and there I no pay. Namia, that was say, I no pay, so you're no quaff for. That was say, I domo, any more bro, who know our dear domoyen. That was say, and there's one my home crime, na New England District Men's Fellowship, or my conference, or my year, you know, and there, I'm didn't know ever every year. A winyame, a wadumo arakwa, that was sibibri, and now no pain so, a shame or an animal, a bit tea was some, a bonfire, a with Jesus Christ, a demon, said to me in a ray, Obekasa, a for me noom. Father, submit myself under your authority that you speak through me. I pray today that you use me as a vessel to deliver your goods to your children. This is my humble request, so that when we leave your presence, we will leave as people who have been spoken to. This is what we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Munsru. And you see there, I just said there, Emunshada enye dru no anase hurricane intina ama emunye dru na na umanye senku bio munsru ampa ene anope nyame ene ewo ho enye nyame ene oni ewo ho a menyi ni senke bitimi abasi esanse nyame ene ewo ho ntino ene ya bane nanim ene asemo a edapono so men's fellowship, SAN to Chung Komo, and it said, empowering the saints for ministry in Christ. Empowering the saints for ministry in Christ. Now, I'm a district president, I catch him and say, may ye, sorry, no, may bo hunka kra. If you say, topic, no, any. Me papa no more, me babe kasa we want someone there. Now, I know I didn't cry. Now, so your bomb pires ready, say ready, and my uncle could draw, ne, and ne, and no pay, no per se, your papa no more ette, and ne, ye near merry manamo, etino, irade, and for me more, and for, and kasa. Empowering the saints for ministry in Christ. So, when we talk about empowering, it can be in two forms. Who empower Ubia? It bit me aye in two forms. The first form, when I say, Umma Unipakuno authority, say, Koye bibi emami. Ain't you know, say, Papa Bembel, Ekase senior presbyter, ye ye conference be ewo be, be intiminti me enko, so go on my behalf. Essentially, near Papa Bembel, aye, and say, or empower the senior presbyter to go and act on his behalf. Na sa sumano odie sumano no ahwodin bia nanka papa bembel owo anasi tumin bia anasi authority bia owo anko call conference na obe exert sa authority no sabe pepe na esan se was small senior presbyter ntino senior presbyter e kwa okita sa tumin no okita sa ahwodin no e na ode e ko. Hallelujah. And I say, to empower means to make someone have his or her rights. Who empower Obia? You are giving the person the ability to have his or her own rights. So for instance, many years ago, there were laws, Jim Crow law. If we know about the Jim Crow law, and the law was set up such that you have to have a long family trace of blacks. And sana yeye elections are ubetimi ato aba. And many a times, you know, na tetefo no anase the black Americans, and they were not able to vote because you have to have a very long history. And you know, as we are aware, you know, there have been many, many laws passed over the years to abolish that Jim Crow law and to make it easier for blacks to vote. Why is that so? The essence of that is to empower blacks so that when time for election comes, blacks can go and freely elect and choose people they believe can speak on their behalf. And the abuse of what you share, Sanema, we in our now you say, if we are being empowered there, then we have a mandate. And I say, ya may you may be, and I see, and you may be or her, assessing a team a year as people who have been given rights. If Christ has not given us the right as men, and you may be or her, you intimate here, but now that He has given us the right as men, we have to act. And you know, when we bring it down to our levels, when you go to many homes, men lead many homes. It's not all this, it's not any abribia and etisa, but in many cases, who call a fee bebrimoa, a maimam, and a lady. And they lead in many ways. Baby a pesi etna. Afi, adia e pesi e ye. Nesi e, ka e pesi e to. It's men that lead. Ye share a fear discipline, e wo fear, it has been associated with men. And you know, in pen bebre, ye ne ye ma e wo ha, na abofrano e ye bibia, ye se chen, o papa ba, me bona manye. Hallelujah. Yes, it's chain, o papa ba, me bona manye. I didn't hear if you say a mema and a year share a quine, a say, we will lead the family, we will direct the family, we will create the agenda for the family. Sasuna, irade amma ye authority, I say, a mema, we should lead the family of God, the family in the house. In the Pembebri, Yabibi Samon says, Ebusian Eba, sorry, na se oma e later. Na eye papa, and na se eye the father who is not setting the agenda right in the house. Amen. Amen. Oh. My sister said, my name is Mary Lead. If you say, a mema and a set agenda, a mema and a name empower us to lead. And so when it's time for us to prepare the family, when it's time for us to get the family ready, it is our core responsibility to ensure that authority, no, I irade edi amain. We are exerting that authority in the house and ensuring, say, yema etna irade efie. Ebusia a ye create, you know, is being under the power of the Most High God. Amen. Na ne readings, say, ye readings, no, ye hu characters be ewo ho. Na I will reveal some of the characters. Baku aye Joshua. The book that we read, I mean, our first Bible reading. Joshua, who was a man of God, was setting an example or was setting the agenda for the people that he was leading. And to offer Ebusia Kuno and was a momra, no friend who tear Bible readings in a year, or friend penning for, or friend a lawyer's for, he called all the people and said, come. And Tom Babe drew Yano and was study said, O ye and Nema Edi Achiromo. Joshua began by telling them that ya papa no mo ya nana no mo esumo abosum eye ne me bia na entwa eni That is the mandate, or that is the core responsibility as men. Into a fray, Omono, or catcher, I must say, near Omaye, Nano, a bread, a drap, Sassi, a boy, a huano. And if we gather ourselves up, I am going to make it very clear to you. Name Ben and I oppesse Osumono. And I say, Name Ben and I oppesse Yasumono. And then I say my ABC and one say, Name Ben and I oppesse Yasumono ever if you do emo. Name Ben, your DAC, and you say, your pesse, your summoner, ever if you do emo. Eye nyame bie keke ana ana say esan say we have been empowered by Christ. We are going to tell our family that as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Ana say ye pesi e wiase and e determine how our families should be. Now, in order for us to be empowered, no, we as men ana say e mema ana say ye nyina, we have to display certain characteristics. Na mebo bo mi ensa eni so na jamma ye hu aba ye ni so. First one, I am faithful in service. Faithful in service. Na I will refer back to the example I mean papa bembe eye no. Eni say wa my senior presbyter authority say ko ye ye elections ukwa to Emma Asumesi for the position of a presbytery chairperson, and I say presbytery clerk. You have to be faithful in service. And yes, I Osuma say, Kona Kotuma Asumesi, Uko Druwa, Obesi Sa, Nwa Tuama will be fufro. Oh, yes, sir, you are not being faithful in the service. And you know, Yeshua. Abraham was very faithful in his service to God. Abraham was very faithful in his service to God to the point that this is what the Lord is requiring from us, that we have to be faithful in our service. Yentimi enyenu ebiara biara yentimi enkonu enyenu sene epibia na emu yesma yesi yekwa yebekwa kwa koye ejuma no eyie enti papa bi awotena ekra bi ase ana wa mangufu bi ewo ho mangufu no uremu a wode sign abo ho eso kasi pa. And the first sign or the abono, what show who say, and found sanka. Into cock a crow, cock, about sank who say, was signed another sign, aboho, shining one found sanka. Now, Uko could do a chili cry, was sank traboho, and found sanka cry. If we have to be faithful in our service, and then maybe or her and says the idea and say account. If we have to be faithful in our service, baby or her and says the echo. And she said, and then maybe a idea and say account. Ah, am I very faithful in our service? No. And then you kofia, you better be up for papa no assemble near to our home and found, sir. Enka. Now, Shane, did you are what's actually on whom be Shane one founder and can the Santity were what's I add the account and founder and can cry. Amen. A dear any ediano and Sassy Ediensa a camp. If you want to be faithful in our service. Where in a Yesu, a genus so, a beside a swing for one say, Intimon so, Umber Kobe, ana, Intimon so, Umber Kobe, anam, or in a swing for an atna in so many years. And in treacher, our dear treacher, Romano,
omo na omo ka uno na eche omo adwene eburo omo adwene so. And some of them decided to go away. And obi sa omo se ne suafo ne se ntimo nso obekọ bi anam. Yawuye atu Kristo ebusuemu. Some of us were baptized in the Presbyterian faith. Some of us were confirmed by Presbyterian ministers. So the question to ask this morning is, say, will you also go away? Yen so, yebeko anam. Anam se, yebeka se, hinanche, ena yenko, una woda enkwa asemno. Nansana ebetimi akansa ano. Now we have been faithful in our service. Because the disciples were faithful in their service, when the other people were going away, they chose to stay because of their faithfulness. Amen. Ntene, yes, Rade say, Irade be buaye, Irade be shendim. Now, they are very faithful in our service. Another aspect of the empowerment, and I say when you have been empowered, is that you are fearless. You are fearless. If you are fearful, nasi amau or right scrapo say, adie we me the amount far, adia the so de yano untimi emfanye if you say usru. So if we have been empowered, then we have to be fearless. And Ebiem Mesa Efa Joshua as an example. Joshua was very fearless. And inti ena etime emane buabua in Crofo Anu. Now, before Joshua was fearless, Joshua had been very faithful in his service. Okay, inti no se yanya faithful will not be fearless. Because if you are not faithful, there are some things that you are doing. You can say, before you are we are not saying, but you are we are. We can say, because you have not been faithful. But if you are faithful and you have been given a task, you will stand up to the challenge and you will do it. So we have to be fearless as men. We have to be fearless. Say, enemamu ayadina. Men will rise up to the occasion. When times are tough, they look up to men for men to bring solutions. When times are tough, emema eni jina abrane. I can say, adie we, yebeye, anasi adie we shall overcome it. And in tiyane yonjum tunino eye adrene se, se akwentunu. Yeah, home team. Na ye hu ama nipia. Ema ye enti fi wu. Ma ye mo ye mbra. Ti se me. In this acquaintance, we are dinner. Ye mohu, if you say, ye boy, ye mra, say, a merima. Hallelujah. Acquaintance, we are dinner. Ye mohu, if you say, ye boy, ye mra, to say, a merima. Now, the last one, aye, to be prayerful. To be prayerful. If we have been empowered as children of God, and as men, then prayer has to be a part of us. So the man will wake up in the morning and gather his family and say that, and there I no pay your morning devotion, and there I no pay your bon paye, and there I no pay your anasina watri your fasting. If you say, and your mandate are irade, and the amaye, say, yen fesu na. We cannot be empowered and sit in the house and not be prayerful. If we are not prayerful, then the world, and I say our family, will then decide for us how the family should be run. Namu yes original say a member and I say children of God, not because we have been empowered, will be prayerful. That is when things move in the right direction. And so 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, tells us something about what men should do. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. They can see here now. Yatwaso. A chair, sir, a mema, a trace, a boy empire, mema, a trace, a boy empire. I said, therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say, therefore, that every man pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. If we have been empowered, every man here has to rise up and pray. If you have been empowered, every man has to rise up and say that, Mebusiani, me bom paye edia mama busia. Me bom paye edi ama asafono, me bom paye edi ama omano, if he say, a yeme, and a irade, edi be atu asafono enim, and I say, oman enim say, mean leading. When we pray, that is when doors are unlocked. When we pray, that is when miracles happen. When we pray, that is where our requests are brought before the presence of the Most High God. Remember your bomb pie and remember your share holding a bomb pie. And I say, a drum pen swap, just like the other people left Christ, a drum pen swap, and pie bomb and said that, hey, here if you say, near your shano, then sir, I can. And I say, your ma any nying, into your ma any ya, and pie bobium. If we have been empowered, we have to pray. If we have been empowered, we have to pray. And so Paul's concluding message was very clear. Yeah, reading Ayakan, our Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. You know, Paul was very clear in the instructions he was giving. I say, we should be strong in the Lord. If we say, if we are not strong in the Lord, our faith will be shaken. Our foundations will be shaken. And if as men, if our foundation is shaken, or if our faith is shaken, na ebusia kuoni nyinaano eye aboto. Now, so if the men will be strong in the Lord, if the men will be strong in the Lord and stand against the schemes of the devil, ene na ye nyina ye betibi ayabaako akasem yensuro yeni abre anasia de ho atu irade so enti ye ma enema bi emoye hu. And Paul was also very clear and enema esese ye fa ede bata ye ho se na ebe ya ye betime ede etu sa ekwan no ene anope ene na me bi sa wo se ya sesa sa enema ni bi anam Paul ekan sem bebre efa ho ene anope. Have we picked any one of them? Emu de we na wa fa a wo de tu kwa no anase ye pese ye twen ema enema no eboye hu na ebusua no estate se etete na ebusua no estate se etete a na fe ye tumrika ye hu bebia ye di ye ti eko ene anope ye ne onum toni no ebeye adwene baako ni ahye ho den ni anante Kristo mu na ye tumrika pa na onokwafo no ofreya yampa ba yenim engu aseda nti me bisa wo se ana se obeboa me ame ye nyina ato Presbyterian hymn 410 as I bring my message to a close. 4:10, and it's very powerful. If you say it stands on exactly what we have read today on the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 to 12. Yeah, 2-4 verses. Na ye tuno me pesi utie emu ensem no kan emu ensem no eye as fathers, as men, as children of God. E nyina wiya ewade ebe boa ye yetime ako okodimpa yetime ama ya namumu ayete ade ashe ewade din enonyam ye nyina ye to ade ashe nyame din enonyam. Cristo asa fofo Moshe ako de pa namo mamo wenye mode yonya metu mesu asa Moma yɛ ma yɛ kunu mu ɛnyɛ nam. Na ɔno barima no a wafrɛ no ɔbɛmɛyɛ wie yiye na wama yɛ daa ahomeka. Amen. Patrɛ yɛbɔ mpaeɛ. Father, we thank you so much for this morning that Jesus, Lord, you have spoken to us, that you have empowered us. And Father Almighty God, today we want to be faithful in our service. We want to be fearless in our service. And we want to be prayerful in our service. If we say, yes, we are here, we are here. 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 For the places that we have not been so faithful, we pray today that, Lord, you will help us to be very faithful in those areas. For the times that we have been so weak that we have not been prayerful, we ask that, Jesus, you will remind us so that we will be prayerful. Lord, times that we have been so fearful to even make a change, to attempt to do things, we pray today that, Lord, you will cause us to be fearless, because you have empowered us this morning. We bless your holy name today. We thank you, God, for visiting us. Juwasida, Juwayeyi, anyone nasi, enano pay, our Jesus Christ demo. Amen.